All right, all right. It's your boy, DJ ATL Atlanta Style. Kicking it. My homeboy, Six Eyes and Friends. We're doing it big tonight, man. I got a couple big projects popping up. Got a couple new singles I'm going to be dropping tonight, man. Definitely, definitely, definitely. What's up, man? What's up, Six Eyes? What's up, everybody? I just opened up everybody's mic. See how everybody's
going
doing tonight.
Everybody?
Lovely tonight.
Well,
I got some new features, man. I was trying to play Tony. Tony.
That's all right. That sounds
but
all right.
I got a new feature, man. Someone did a remix to it, and I'm going to play it tonight. And everybody's like eating out of their hands on this version. It's like a '90s version of that Tony. So we definitely going to drop that tonight. Also got some other artists that I'm dropping tonight, too. Got a new rap group called, a new R&B rap group kind of out of the West Coast called Get Better. And they got a song they actually putting out called Summer. Kind of reminds me of my group Coolin' Gang, Midnight Madness. So we definitely, they singing over that track.
That's
definitely
not it. Summer Madness. I'm going to put you in music class, dude.
Okay. Summer Madness. That's right. They call it Summer. They call it Summer, and I just couldn't remember the other part of it. Summer Madness. Okay. Definitely. And
wow.
I mean, that's it. I got some more features, features we're going to be doing tonight. Also, got my little homegirl, man, out of the A, man. She's got
that's
a nice single.
Features, not future, features. Come on, man. Get you some coffee.
I'm talking about my girl Brandy Love. She's gonna be dropping her new single off on here. I'll be playing it tonight called If This Is Love. So we're gonna be dropping
that
tonight.
Oh, she got it recorded.
Sometime.
It's ready?
Mm-hmm. Nice. It's ready to go too, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh man. Okay.
So we got some things going in tonight. We're going to be going in and going out, you know, doing our thing. So let me get
all right.
Oh, but right now we're going to go ahead and get into some music. Oh, I do got the line.
Well,
so I believe I do have
some
guests, man.
Before we do that, we're going to welcome our surrounding city and states and faraway countries. Kicking it with Six Eyes, ATL on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Phone lines are open, 424-243-9617. I want to say hello to everybody on the line right now. Hello, hello, hello. Press the 1. You want to talk to us? Say what's up. All right.
7529 wants to speak. Go ahead. What's up?
Hello, hello, hello.
And a hello, hello, hello.
Yo, yo, yo. Yo, yo, yo. Checkable, checkable. Evangelist Clayton. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Welcome.
Is not checkable. This is Miss Pride and Joy.
Pride and Joy. Hey.
There you go.
Welcome.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am great. How you guys doing?
Doing great.
Oh,
we got Pride and Joy. We got Evangelist Clayton. Welcome.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you for being here.
Amen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for coming out.
Thank
so we're going to... Huh?
I have to thank you very much.
Yeah, very welcome. Very welcome. Thank you both. For joining us. So how's everybody's mental doing?
My mental is great.
Go ahead, PJ.
My mental is great. I have nothing to complain about. My mental is going good. Everything else is great. It's my mental.
And what's your name? What's your name for the world?
And my name is Miss Pride and Joy. Thank you.
A little louder, please.
Miss Pride and Joy.
There you go.
Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me
now?
We can hear you. We can hear you great now.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Sorry about this.
All right. That's okay. Welcome.
This is Evangelist Clayton, and I'm hailing out of Tallahassee, Florida. Amen. And in my mental, it's wonderful. I have no complaints. Not at all. If I had a complaint, I wouldn't complain, you know, and it's always something that you can complain about. But when everything is already all right, you know, and I just thank God for another opportunity. And my mentor is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. So I give God the praise and extraordinary. Amen. And just rhyme it up for my birthday on next week.
Amen. And your birthday, it's coming up, ain't it? A couple
the
days, 28th, right?
The 28th.
Okay.
So are you going to tell us now how old you're going to be, or are you going to tell us later how old you're going to be?
No, I'm going to tell you then. I'm not going to tell you then. Not at all.
Okay.
You're blessed.
I am.
Well, let me ask you this. Did you price that cake yet?
I gave some information so that...
Yeah, she gave me the information and I was supposed to give it to you.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And I left the name and number so that it can be reached out, and then you know, you do what you do. Make it do what it
does. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Yes.
Welcome to the success.
I will leave it for you. If not, if you didn't get the information, I will leave it for you.
Okay. That's great. That is great. All right. Well, once again, we want to welcome everybody to the show. Once again, phone lines are open at 424-243-9617. Please make sure you like the Six Eyes Radio Facebook page. Like that page. And we're going to have a great show. So we're going to get into it. Going to have some music and conversation. And we're going to have our news, as usual, at Six Eyes Radio Network.
Well, we're getting ready to play a new exclusive, man. An exclusive, and it's actually a tribute to Nate Dogg, Nobody. Hmm. And it's actually done by Daz and Axel Capone. They did a remake of the song, and you're hearing it first here, strictly on the DJ ATL Lamp Styles, the Kicking It With Six Eyes and Friends. And we can also say the squad. Yeah, you're actually hearing it first on this network. On the Six Eyes Radio Network, guys. So let's get right into it. Nobody by Daz Capone featuring the late Nate Dogg.
Amen.
Right.
Came right on in. I know there was explicit lyrics. I don't have the clean version of that, so I'm going to go ahead and pull off on that. All right, let's get right back to it. All right, everybody. All right.
All right.
All right. Yeah, I didn't know it was that dirty.
Hey, listen, we're going to not play it out of respect for the ladies, but we do play some music on here if it's not too crazy and disrespectful to the ladies. That's the only songs we won't play if it's talking crazy, but if there's a couple of cuss words, you know, we probably do that if we stub our toe at night or if we slam our head on the door. You know, we've said words than that.
Well, yeah, definitely, Six Eyes, I agree with that. I definitely want to do something, and I think I need to play my, you know, first thing I need to do. I need to go ahead and play my drops.
Let me ask you, are we jumping each other tonight or what? Because if we are, let me know. Are we jumping each other?
No, I'm sorry.
Are we going to do radio? I mean, you let me know.
All right, no, we do a radio. We finna go and we're going to play some more music. We're going to play a song to make up for that. But we're going to go ahead and play this disclaimer because I want to make sure that's cleared up first.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
So, got to make sure I do that first.
All right.
All right. So, right now, I'm going to go ahead and go into Mr. D-Red, Rain on Me, and then we'll come back and we'll get into the commercial and we'll get back to some conversation. All right, y'all, here's D-Red, Rain on Me.
Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
This is Chris Jasper of the Isley Brothers, and you're listening to Six Eyes Radio.
This is Lynn Tolliver. You're listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network.
All right. It's your boy DJ TLM. Sells back out with the Six Eyes. What's up, Six? What's up, man?
What's going on, bro?
All right. I'm doing great, man. So, there's a lot of things popping in the week, man.
Yeah. So, you know, they always do these crazy challenges.
Mm-hmm.
So now they got this Kia challenge. And let's just say a woman has fell to her death. So the goal is to try to jump on your car. So they're up, I forget how many feet it is. You probably can find the story, so I'm paraphrasing. But it's called the Kia Challenge. So you have to jump with your eyes closed and land on your car. And then you're supposed to slide off the car and jump into the car and drive off. But apparently that one missed, and she's no longer here. So you got these crazy-ass challenges. The last one before that was the crate challenge, when you stack up all the milk crates and people were breaking their legs, falling through the crates. It's some crazy challenges going on. So from the Six Eyes Radio Network, just be safe and don't do any crazy challenges, because the lady already lost her life doing the Kia challenge. It's been thousands of people hurt doing the milk crate challenge, and we can go on and on. So just be careful.
I gotta play this. I have to say something about this, because this is something that I think that I don't know. And it's funny that this is a challenge, when first it was someone got pushed out the window in Chicago. And Miss Littlefoot, mayor, I think she's been there forever. This stuff just drives me crazy. She had the mayor of New York, Miss Littlefoot, Miss Chicago, came out and said that gravity is racist.
Gravity is racist?
Great.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Right.
This is where I'm saying, this is where this stuff is going, and this is why there's no logic to anything, because she's been there forever. And I when I heard this, you know, when someone brought it to my attention, I was like, okay, that doesn't sound right. What you mean? Because there's a woman that was pushed out the window by her husband, and then all of a sudden she comes and talks about it in Chicago. We're having all of these weird issues in Chicago, and she comes out and says, well, gravity is racist to black people.
Wow.
Yes, we have gone to a new height. And I know last week I owe all you fan people all across the radio network apology for my actions and having my only one-side thought process. I'm only giving you my opinion because what I think is going on. But, man, oh, man, it is what it is. I think that from us going from that conversation to this conversation here, where people now let influences tell them and dictate to them, when you jump out of a window onto your car, what results do you actually think is going to happen to you? And that's something that I would think that logically in your mind, and after you seeing things that's going on, knowing that their cops will come after you, I had a gentleman that I definitely need to play his thing. He came out of Philadelphia, and he was talking about things where we already know, and I'm talking strictly to my African-American folks. We already know the cops are out here doing these things and all this, and we still want to act the fool. And this is what this guy was saying out of Philadelphia. He was saying that we want to still act the fool. So I don't know what to say anymore. I don't know the logical, if me and you are getting through to these folks, telling these folks that that is not a good thing to do. Young children, and if young children is learning this, this is sad, because you tell me the adults don't have enough mind concept to tell the children that this is wrong and that this is not healthy for you. Mm-hmm. This can actually get you hurt seriously and get you to leave this planet. Definitely for a child.
Yeah.
And it's just that I just find this stuff blogging. But I'm going to go ahead and pass the ball back to you, Mr. Six Eyes. I just find it just interesting that this is discussion we have.
This goes back to the video games. Now, when you and I grew up, we played Atari. We started off with Atari. Then we went from Atari to ColecoVision. We went from ColecoVision to the – well, this is my order. I never owned ColecoVision. I never owned an Atari. But my cousins did. So when we would go over to their house, we would play Atari. I had a friend who had ColecoVision. So when I started into the video games, it was the Sega Master System, the 8-bit system. Then it went from the 8-bit system, Sega Master System, to the Sega Genesis. Then it went from the Sega Genesis to the PlayStation, to the PlayStation 3. Okay. But during that time, we knew that the video games were just video games. You know, nowadays, the more realistic the video games have become, and now the parents are at work, okay, so after they do their homework, and sometimes even before they do their homework, they're playing those video games. Grand Theft Auto, Call of Duty, you know, shoot 'em up games, you know. And these kids' minds, because of their innocence, they're thinking, all right, well, if I do this on the game, I can do this in real life, okay. So for the people that don't put their guns up, okay, they get a gun, and they already played the video game and shot, and nothing happened. So they try this in real life, okay? And that's bad, because if you shoot that gun, 9 out of 10, that person you shoot is going to die, okay? So this is where the kids can't distinguish reality from a video game, okay? That's a major problem. And then with these crazy challenges going on, the kids are impressionable, so whatever they see the adult do, they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
We have to draw the line. There needs to be commercials reflecting, hey, you know, don't do this. Don't do this crazy challenge. You know, gravity. What comes up, you jump out the window, you have to take into consideration the height that you're jumping from, okay? Something that's in motion has already picked up force, so it's going to be double the impact however much the person weighs. You understand what I'm saying? So you got to take all that into consideration. So if a person weighs 100 pounds, okay, and they fall, that person could weigh up to 300 pounds to 200 pounds when they actually hit impact. You understand what I'm saying? Because you're moving so fast. And you got to take into consideration of the impact of the object that you hit.
Yeah.
That's called kinetic energy. That's energy in motion. And the only thing that's going to stop it is when it hits the object. So you got to take that into consideration. These kids are out here watching. You know, so you want to have a safe summer, what's left of it. And these crazy challenges got to stop, because these kids are watching.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know how many kids did that trait challenge and broke their legs, broke their arms, scraped yourself all up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, man, you got to stop it, man. So please, 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 please stop, 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 stop. I pass the mic to somebody else. I'm complete.
May I?
Yes, you may.
Amen. You know, I heard you talk about the Atari's, the Genesis, you know, and the different PlayStation. You know, we had the Galaxy, we had Centipede, Pac-Man,
uh-huh.
Pac-Woman, you know, Super Pac-Man, you know, and all of these various games. And I was a Centipede player, and I love Centipede. And Galaxy, you know, I liked the Galaxy, but I was caught up in the Centipede and the Pac-Man, the Super Pac-Man. But our children are today, parents are so lenient now. They let their children do everything. They don't check on them. They locked up in their room, on the computer, on their phones. you know, and structure. There's no structure anymore in these different challenges that are taking place. There was a challenge that took place where when you're driving down the street and you jump out of your car, and you do this dance, dance in the street. And they also had the one where you go all in people different yard trying to find those little things that be popping up. What do you call them things? I can't even think of the name of them.
Talking about the Pokemon thing?
Pokemon, that's it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, and I know so many people have been attacked by dogs. So many people have went into water trying to locate and find these Pokemon, and you find yourself in danger. You know, you find yourself getting hit trying to jump back into your car for you trying to locate these Pokemon. You see them, you know, and it's just a trick of the enemy, how the enemy is tricking them. And parents are not structured and strengthened anymore because they let their children do anything and everything now. And they don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're plotting behind their door right in their own home. They don't know, you know, so they're trying to satisfy the children. They're trying to satisfy what their needs are instead of being structured with your children, you know, and so much now. They bring guns in your home. You don't even know they got guns under the bed, in the closet, you know, and they're making different weapons in your home and you even unaware, not being aware of your surrounding in your own home, your children. I know I was a nosy mother, a nosy grandmother. My children, them leave home, I'm rambling through their drawers. I'm looking under the bed to see what they have brought into my home, what they have hiding out, because that street thing is something else. And then when you constantly let them go, they tell you anything. When you constantly let them go, you never know what they're bringing into your home. So we have to tighten up. Parents have to tighten up. Mothers got to be mothers and not being friends. You know, you can't be lovers and friends with your children. You got to be parents. Your fathers, you got to be fathers to your sons. Mothers, fathers, you got to be mothers and fathers to your children, because there's so much now, and the trick of the enemy is coming through your television to captivate your children. Smart TVs now, they're making everything so smart now, until it's just ridiculous now. It's ridiculous. So we just have to be nosy. We got to be nosy. We got to see and know what's going on in our own home, because so much gun being built in your own home, and you don't even know. You don't even know drugs being brought in your home. You don't even know, because, see, they got your ticket, and they know how to roll with you, and they know how to get things by you. So we just have to be mindful. We got to go back, parents, for being nosy and knowing what's in your home and what's being made in your home. And because the mind is a terrible thing to waste. And we say, well, everything is peaches and cream, but it's not. It's not. Not. So we got to stop faking it and making it and procrastinating and perpetrating. We got to do the right thing. We got to be nosy. We got to get it right. We got to get it right so we can save not only our life, but somebody else's life. I'm completed.
Yes, ma'am. I can't agree with you more. And we definitely got to stop looking through the world with rose-tinted glasses, because it's not that. This is not a Mayberry. It's not a Cleaver. It's not a Brady. It's not a Huxtable situation. I mean, that in a perfect world, that would be great. But the everyday society of living, you have people wondering if they're going to have a sandwich or they're going to have clean clothes. You know, if they're going to have gas or if they're going to be able to go to a movie, you know, it's different. You know, money is tight, you know, so it's rough. You got to make a decision, you know, and it's rough.
May
you know? And society being like it is, you know, it has to get to a point to where you have to start saving. See, it's not about how much you make, but it's about what you put away. Nobody's thinking about that nest egg.
Nobody.
You have to put something away. If it's just $5, $20, and you put that money away and forget about it, it'll build up.
It'll build.
You know, and that's what people aren't doing. So you know, it's something to think about. Did we have a new caller that came in?
No, I want to say something. I have to say something. Everything y'all saying is great. I do have a new caller that's coming in, 1718, just called in. But I have to say something about this because this is a little bit – what y'all saying is right on the point. You know what the problem is? It ain't the children. It's the parents. When you see these video games from Grand Theft Auto, you jump off and you get killed, there is no comeback. There's no video game where you get an extra life and you can run around again. I'm just amazed in the mind that the adults are the ones who's pushing this agenda. This is what I'm trying to get y'all to realize, too, because I want y'all not to focus on the kids. It's the adults. And I can't think logically in their mind that they're that far wrapped into a video game, into an unfantasized world where they actually believe that, okay, somehow God's going to say, okay, you can fall off a cliff and you come back, or you get shot 40 times and you can come back. I mean, it's just amazing. And I know that what y'all are saying is going right on point, and what y'all are saying is right. But I have to start looking at these parents, because it's the people who are old enough to know what's right from wrong and been taught what's right from wrong. They're ignoring it, and they're allowing this violent stuff to go on. I just got through listening to a guy, and I'm going to pull him up probably tomorrow, tonight, or not on this show, but I'm about to pull him on the show. He's from Philadelphia. He talked about this. He mentioned this. He said, man, all these young people running around here doing all this stupid stuff, it's these adults that's pushing this agenda, that's pushing this garbage, that's making these people believe. You already tell them that if you run from the cops, you're going to get killed. If you go out and do crime, you're going to get killed. There's no coming back from that. But we still have these other people saying, oh, no, it's okay for you to do. It's all right. They don't understand you because you're hungry. Oh, no, this okay. It's okay. You're going to be all right. You aren't going to be all right. That's not how things work out. He said something on this live, and I just got to get this guy's name again. He said something very critical. He said, man, people know if you do something bad, there's never nothing good comes from it. A child at 5 and 7 years old would say that to you. I get burnt, I'm not touching that thing no more because I know I'm going to be burnt because it hurts. So I think that for somehow, in some reality, go ahead. I'm sorry, Six. I'm going to go ahead. Let me get – I need to go ahead and come off this. I'm going to lay this alone. But who's the next person that needs a spot, wants to speak?
Decrease your volume. Decrease your volume. It sounds like you're eating your phone. Turn your volume down.
Okay. All right, let me get my volume down. Does that still seem loud? Does it still loud now? I apologize, but I'm going to
come down somewhere. I'm going to put you in summer school, man. You're making me look bad.
I don't know. It's the board. I don't know what's going on with it. It's got some things going on. I'm looking at somebody's been playing with the mics. Somebody's been playing with the mics and setups in this thing, and I'm now fixing it now. But I want to go ahead, and I know one of the callers just called in, 1718. I know that you might want to speak. I'm going to go ahead and pass the ball to you, and I know you heard the conversation. We were talking about people doing challenges, really children doing these challenges, which are not healthy and which are dangerous, or which they can actually lose their life.
Let me say this before the caller speaks. Because see, you said something that I definitely does not agree with. You are pointing the finger at the parent, but these you have adult children, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. They are playing these challenge games. Even those older. So
that's what I'm saying.
The mindset of being controlled. The mindset of attempting the challenge to want to challenge a situation or a circumstance. It doesn't make a difference what the age, race, creed, and national origin is. It's to fight as though that we fall and pray to these challenges, because it's a thing where we talk about all the time. How is your mental? You know, and you have to have a mindset. You've got to have a mindset that this challenge is not something that I want to attempt to try or jump out of the window, or 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 I want to go through any other type of challenges that they have, because they have all types of challenges out here now. And because people is in a depression mode, they would attempt to try. It doesn't make a difference what the age is. And as far as 5 and 7 years old, you have to train up a child in the way that they go, that it will not depart from them. And parents, as I said, parents got to be parents and not friends. You can't barely friend them and then try to send them out of the room and say, go play your game. Go get on your phone. Go watch TV. No, you structure them into doing educational. Structure them into the Word of God. But no, you definitely the challenges that are going on are not the parents. These challenges are coming through systematic systems where they are trying these challenges all over the land. They are trying these challenges, not just in one state, but in many, many, many states. So I'm not going to take that blame and blame the parents. Blame the parents some, yeah, because of not keeping an eye or not being a parent and making sure.
I wasn't saying parents. I'm saying adults. I'm saying adults. There's adults. All this stuff that we're talking about is coming from adults. It's not children. It's coming from adults. And they're making money, and it's coming from adults. It's not coming from children. And that's what I'm saying. The influences is coming from adults. The adults that know right from wrong, and the ability, and they come out, and they are justified. Okay. They say, they get in front of the camera, and they are justified and stuff, and say, well, you know what, there's nothing wrong with this. It's okay. It's just people acting out. And that's not acting out. So, and these same people are the people who actually are being raised perfect, and they've been raised right.
That's like the National Rifle Association, NRA. That's just like the National Rifle Association. Mm-hmm. A money maker, but then it's taking lives. Guns take lives. Money maker.
Mm-hmm.
How much you gain the whole world and lose your soul behind money, silver and gold and houses and cars and bank accounts and significant others, what have it profited you? Absolutely nothing.
Now I got you where I need to get you at, and that's what I'm trying to explain to you guys. So now let's pass the ball to someone else now, because you got it. Now you got what I was saying, because that's what I was trying to say. All this stuff that we're talking about is controlled by adults. It's not controlled by children. Children have nothing to do with it.
All right. Welcome, caller. Who do we have with us? Did they press the one? Okay, moving on. I thought you said it was a new caller on the line.
All right. I did make a promise. I want to play some good music. So I'm about to play exclusive new song. Well, it's actually a remake of Tony Anniversary, and it's actually done by Devin Morris, which is Dalvin Morris. He's a 90s artist that had some real success in the 90s. So he's actually redid Southern California. Well, not Southern California. He actually did Anniversary over. No, I'm sorry.
Song.
Southern California,
You're
Never Rains
summer
Sun.
School.
I'm sorry, not
You're
Anniversary.
Summer
he did
school,
Southern,
man.
Never
You're
Rains Anniversary.
School.
I'm sorry, Never Run. I'm sorry, but I'm sorry, Six. I'm going to get it straight now. I got it in front of me. He redid Tony. It Never Rains in Southern California. So I'm going ahead and hit it right now, and we're going to get it out. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
I haven't seen your face in a year. I can't wait till I get there. Just a kiss and squeeze and hug and girl, you know the rest, cause they tell me and they tell me maybe I'll take a flight out tonight and you can pick me up about 8. I don't know what airline, girl, but I know it won't be late, cause they tell me now I can't sleep at night without you.
to talk about it, got you not to do. I'll bring the diamond girl because I'm so into you. What they don't need. Now listen here at your place. Let's take a week's trip for two. We don't have to go too far. Just as long as I'm with you, cause they tell me. No, 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 never. They tell me.
Proceed to see with caution before we see the coffin. No, I love your ass to death. You can have my first air, you can have my last breath. I was taught the darker to bury, the deeper the death. I put my best foot forward and you was eager to step. Until the traffic jamming is apprehended across the bridge to see the place in which I live. The mission's not complete. Told me that's a lot of pressure, but any less is defeat. And I can't lie, a lot of niggas try, I can't let that shit repeat. She asked me could she pray for me. I never heard that question. With no discretion I stepped in. Her verbal blessing was needed. With God she pleaded, her lover learned the meaning of faith. And I've been meaning to say, even when I'm away.
Girl, I gotta guess you want. Let somebody pass the blunt.
Let somebody pass the blunt.
You ain't gotta ask for none. You just gotta ask the guts. You can like my, you be my play. Call you my babe, baby. Girls that smoke too, the ones I spoke to. Don't I know you? I've been known to keep my guard up, but you came in and sure enough you fixed my heart up. Girl, I didn't know you got it like that, yeah. Hit it twice and then you brought it right back, yeah. You are the one I run to, you my.
All right. Okay. What did y'all think of the Southern California version of River Rains by Dalvin Moore? What y'all think of it?
That was all right. It was all right.
I liked it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he not definitely, bad. Dalvin
nice
is
move.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was you up there dancing?
Oh, man, yeah, I love that version. I mean, I love that. That's one of Tony's classics, man, Southern California. And for him to do it like that, to make it sound, gave it kind of like a 90s sound, brought it a little bit more into a 2000. It's nice. That's very nice. I mean, I like that song. It never rains in Southern California.
Hey.
Boy, that brings bad memories for me, man. I used to like all little girls. I used to sing that song. I was like, that's the song I want to sing to them if I was a singer. So, yeah.
That's all right. Yeah. That's a nice song. It's a nice song.
Well, right. We're going to get into I'm finna ask you this one, Six Eyes and y'all. This is something I'm finna drop to y'all. This came out 2 days ago. And actually 2 days ago. Guy that used to work for Microsoft came out and said he got fired from Microsoft, but he said the reason why he fired today, you know, he was doing stupid. But he wanted to say, he wanted to put something out there, and he wanted everybody to think about this. And he said, they got computers now and robots that they were working at Microsoft, that the government's working on, that has a soul. Y'all heard me?
No, say that again.
The robots have a soul.
A soul? Like
a soul?
Robots.
Like S-O-U-L? Soul?
Yeah, like it's been put into they're not programmed, they like have a soul.
That is not so. That is not so.
I want to say this, and the people heard it, and some of the crazy people out there started saying, "Oh God, we coming to an end." So why I said this, and they said the reason why they said this too, and he said something. He said they learn like children, and they think and they almost act like everything is realistic on to that everything is real. They actually thinking for themselves and responding to things which a human person would do. And he said it scared the hell out of him. He did something to try to stop it, and he got fired. And he also said something very interesting. He said the reason why he wanted to put it out there to the people, but he know the people are not going to believe him. But they could be the replacement of people in the future, because that's probably the reason why they're doing this.
Well,
the question I'm going to ask my panel right now, you think the government in the times now, have they gotten to a point where they know how to take and give us, somehow figure out how to make a soul go into a robot, or put something in a robot to make people believe that it actually is a real thing, that it's a real human person? Is our government that capable, or is science that capable of doing that?
I don't know, but are you capable of turning down your phone because it feels like you're eating it? Now, if none of the ladies want to go, I'll take it unless y'all want to go first.
This is Evangelist Clayton. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You have a robotics now. If you dial on your phone, you have the robotics answering the phones, which puts workers out of work. They're already doing that. If you call any place, so the robotic is going to answer the phone. They're going to ask you as well, too, what do you want to talk to them about? Call your pharmacy. Call any drugstore. You have the robotic answering the phone. You know, anything you can program, it's a program that you program it to do this, you program it to do that. But so, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm completely.
Okay. Pride and joy.
Amen. And I was just thinking about the same thing. These robots are already out here, you know, basically out here controlling a lot of things now. They're already doing a lot of things out here, these robots are. And we have so many people already that's already out of work, you know. We already out here. We already, most people in depression, they all, you know, we all over the place. And you just give them another leeway to make it worse for these people that are already out here killing each other and doing things to each other and bringing the stock down. No, they shouldn't do that. I don't think they should do that. Because I think it's just going to it's just going to turn things around, and it's just going to make things, I think, worse. I mean, if they can get robots to do our job, what they need us for? What they need us for? If they get robots to do everything that we can do, what do they need us for? We're no good no more.
And don't forget about the soul.
And then you get your soul in it too with them. Oh yeah, we gone. We gone. I think we are gone. So nah, I wouldn't agree with that.
They don't come to see us here in this show.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm complete.
So here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you think back, okay, so let's go back. Okay. So who's tap dancing or making noise? Please put yourself on mute. So here's the thing. So we can go back. The elevator operator. He used to be there, press the floor for you where you're going. Good morning. Hey, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
He got replaced by the automated system. Okay, so that took that job away. The telephone switch operator, they took that job away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cashiers. Mm-hmm. Hey, how you doing today? They're checking your groceries. Now they got self-checkout. So
exactly.
They are phasing out. They're phasing out the human real strategically. They're phasing out the human. Mm-hmm. You know, now they got drivable cars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so everything that we used to do, they used to have self-serve where the guy would, you know, wash your windows, you know, put windshield wiper fluid in your car, check the pressure on your tire. He got phased out. I mean, I can go on and on. It's not enough time to go on and on about the jobs that got phased out. But they introduced a cop named Sandy, and she's a robot. They made her a citizen, and she has some very sophisticated intelligence. But it was programmed by a human, okay? So it's just like the movie RoboCop. However sophisticated the program is, that's more intelligent the he or she is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But
exactly.
Without the human programming, it doesn't exist. I think it's going too far to say a soul. Now, maybe some enhanced intelligence, yes. But to have a soul, no. A soul feels. A soul cries. So they have not invoked that much emotion into a being. That's the robot. That's going a little too far right there. So I don't agree with that. Now, do they have sophisticated intelligence? Yes. As far as a soul, no. No. Because when one passes, their soul lives on. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
that would be that's going a little too far right there. So I don't agree with that. I'm complete.
Amen. And also,
All right.
Look at the janitors. Look at the janitors, the floor cleaners that used to clean the floors. Go to your Walmart. Every state has a Walmart. Go to Walmart. There is a robot in Walmart that puts up the groceries, that cleans the floor. There's a robot that tells you if you done picked up an item and put it in your pocket that you hadn't paid for. There's a robot, you know, that an enhancement, but a soul, no. I mean, and it replacing what mankind would do, manpower. They're taking the manpower away, and they're using the robot to clean the floors in Walmart. Go around in your Walmart. Every Walmart is in a robot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they don't have to play the robot overtime. Robots don't need no overtime.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what we're going to do, excuse me, I was eating a pretzel, excuse me. What we're going to do is check the phone line and see if there's anybody that want to join us. This is Six Eyes Radio Network, kicking it with Six Eyes and DJ ATL Lennon Styles, Pride and Joy, Evangelist Clayton. So check the phone lines. If there's nobody else that want to speak, we're going to go on with Pride and Joy with the news. Thank you.
All right. I don't see anybody else that came in there, but I do want to say something on top of this, and it's going to make this short and quick and brief. the reason why this conversation is so awfully weird and say so, there was a thing that was done in 2013 that they actually took a brain to put it in the computer and it actually worked. And this is where we've been going since ever since, because they actually have pulled this off. So just the thing guy also led on that, and they said that they were trying to figure out how to transfer a soul of a person into a computer, which they already took a brain to the computer. So it's just interesting that was a successful situation. I know that was all over the news media in 2013, that they actually successfully did this transfusion of a brain to a computer. So I just want to say on top of that, on just is that it is disturbing, because we have mostly already have robots out here. We already have them doing some things. But to be able to have motion, to be able to think for themselves, to be able to coexist, I don't know. This is definitely interesting. It's a definitely interesting topic. And at the numbers of how Americans are killing each other in this country, and how a lot of them don't do work and don't want to work in this country, I can see why this is probably disturbing enough to make people look at this and say, well, you know, this doesn't sound so realistic. But it is. It is here. And just like you said, Six Eyes, people have been losing their jobs and replacing them already. So, not a question, but to the little thing out there to everybody, just make sure if you got a job, keep doing your job. Just do your job. That's it. Don't play around, because there's something out there ready to replace you in a minute. All right.
Now
pass
say that
the
one
ball,
more time.
Six Eyes,
one more time
get
for
on.
The listeners. Say that one more time for the listeners, ATO. Say that one more time.
Oh, I'm going to say it again. If you got a job and you work in your job, work your job. Don't think it's a joke and don't take it as a joke. Because if you don't, you will be out of a job and something else will take your place. Let's say that. Something else. Not you. Something else. And it don't have to be you. Because there is some examples out there already. But I'm serious. And it's no joke. You said you hit it around the head, Six Eyes, because they're already doing it.
All right. So we're going to go into our news. Do we have that beautiful section pulled up so we can give Pride and Joy's her news intro? I believe it says breaking news or something to the effect of that. Coming up next, news with Pride and Joy on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
This is Six Eyes Radio Network, and this is Miss Pride and Joy. And I'm going to be speaking on news tonight. First, I want to report musician Michael Henderson has passed away at 71 years old.
All right, here's the news. Six Eyes Radio Network. With our newest anchor, Pride and Joy.
Hello to everyone else.
Make sure you check out the Six Eyes Radio Network 7 days a week of what you really want. Now, here's Pride and Joy.
Hello out there to everyone. This is Six Eyes Radio Network, and this is Miss Pride and Joy. And tonight I'm going to be bringing you the news. Musician Michael Henderson passed away at the age of 71. He is known for his vocals on a song with Norman Corner on a track, You Are My Starship. That's right. Musician Michael Henderson has passed away at the age of 71 years old. Tonight, we're going to be going over to some more news, and this is going to be sports. We have football players. All our football players don't get in trouble. All our football players don't get drunk. All our football players don't get out there and do something. They do negative stuff, but they have a lot of positive things they do. So first we're going to talk about one of the players, and we got to say what it is. It's Miss Black and Yellow. Black and Yellow, Black and Yellow on Six Eyes Radio Network with Miss Pride and Joy. You know what it is. This is Ms. Pride and Joy with the sports, and the first thing we're going to be talking about is a former Steeler WR first round pick, Charles Everett Johnson. At the age of 50, his death was announced by his employers, Heritage High School in Wake Forest, North Carolina. Calls up, it wasn't released just yet, but we do know that he was a standout receiver at Colorado. He was picked 17 overall by the Steelers in 1994 NFL draft. He spent 5 seasons in Pittsburgh, having his best season of the year in 1996 when he fell 1,008 yards in on 60 catches. He also scored a career high of 7 touchdowns in 1998, which would be his final season with them. With his last 13 days remaining as a Steeler player, the Bengals in week one hero Charles Johnson caught 55 yard on touchdown from Cordell Stewart against the Ravens in 1998. He joined the Philadelphia Eagles in 1999 and spending 2 seasons playing with Andy Reid. And we all know that Andy Reid is over the Kansas City Chiefs. I present to you tonight, the former Steeler is not with us no longer, Mr. Charles Everett Johnson. Next, we're going to be going over to the second player. And you remember I told you that all our players don't get in trouble. I want to introduce you tonight to Cardinal J.J. Watts. He offered to help a young lady that was on Twitter getting ready to sell her merchandise. That's right, her merchandise, which his merchandise was J.J. Watts. J.J. Watts has some nice shoes out there. He had ladies' jersey, men's jersey. She had all this stuff that she was getting ready to pay because they didn't have enough money to pay for her grandfather's funeral. After J.J. Watts heard about this, he said, no, we can't do this. We can't let her do this. And then she had it on Twitter where everybody was reading about it. We can't do this, man. I'm going to do it. He paid for the entire funeral. Mr. J.J. Watts in 2017 was named Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year. Now, you might say, dang, that was great. Nah, that's not great. Also, the victims of Waukesha Christmas Parade tragedy in November in 2017, he paid for their funerals too. Not only that, 2018, J.J. Watts, cause of shooting in Santa Fe High School, paid for those funerals too. So how about giving a clap out there for J.J. Watts, because he's doing more than just the average NFL player. He is out there doing more for people. And he's not asking for nothing. He's the one that's stepping up to them and asking them, can he help? We don't have a lot of those NFL players out there doing that. But shout out to Mr. J.J. Watson for stepping
right
up.
On, right on, right on. Yeah, right on.
And I'm
Six Eyes Radio Network. Thank you. Thank you, Pride and Joy, for that beautiful commentary. Thank you. All right. Yeah. That's real good. That's real good.
I don't know if she knows, but also I got to break some more news. I think this week or last week, Mr. Bo Jackson did some donations to help some of the people in some of the shootings up there in L.A. He paid for a whole bunch of situations from what I heard. Mr. Bo Jackson. Bo knows all.
Bo knows all. Okay.
Yeah. Remember Bo Jackson? Oakland
Raiders?
Yeah,
I remember him.
Yeah. Let's see if
so he's another one that we definitely need to let's give him applause too, because it's all over everywhere that he what he did.
File a player Yeah. Got out.
All right.
And definitely we need to say I'll definitely send my condolences to Mr. Henderson. I know he was one of my one of my uncle's clients, you know, she deal with, they used to open up for Dennis Edwards for a review. Mr. Henderson definitely would be not forgotten. One of the great male artists at the time. He did a lot of opening up a lot of shows for a lot of artists throughout the East Coast, you know, East Coast and West Coast. He was all over the place. So I know he definitely is missed, and
I send my condolences to his family, Mr. DJ, and also from the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Amen.
All right. Thank you. Okay, I believe someone wants to come in and say something, 1718. You can go ahead and say something.
Hey, good evening, everyone. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Howdy, howdy.
How you doing?
Great. Great. Now,
good evening, everybody. How's everybody doing this evening?
Hey.
Good evening.
What's up? What's up? What's
good
up?
Evening. How's Miss Pride and Joy? How's everybody doing this evening? Good evening, family.
Good evening.
Good evening, Queen.
Yes.
Hi, AJ. How are you, honey?
Hi, baby.
Well, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Are y'all spreading enough love for everybody?
Oh, definitely.
Y'all spreading the love for the lonely month.
We got plenty, trust me.
Game for the love.
All right. Okay.
Hey.
Welcome. So definitely Michael Henderson. That Starship song, Norman Carmen, that's a great song.
Yeah. Well.
So he'll be missed. But you know, one thing about our artists, you know, they leave behind a great body of work. And the beautiful thing about it with digital, your music will never be scratched. So that's the beauty of it. So download Michael Henderson's collection, and you'll have it. All right. So before you all joined us, we were talking about the Kia Challenge. They got this crazy Kia Challenge where you're to jump out of – they didn't say how high, but you're supposed to jump onto your Kia. Okay. Lewis? So he might be replaced by a robot here come next week if this continues. So stay tuned.
Amen.
Amen. So they talked about that, and that's a crazy challenge. So we don't recommend anybody do that because people are dying because they are missing their target of landing on the car.
Mm-hmm.
You got to think of the factor of wind, calculation. You got to take into consideration of the weight and the impact in which you're coming down onto the object. And it's just a dumb thing to do, jumping onto your own car, because you dent the hood, you're going to have to pay to get that dent out the hood. So it's not good. So what are you all thoughts on that just coming in? What do you think? Great idea or not?
Go ahead, man.
Definitely not a great idea. I mean, that's just stupid, period. But it's a lot of these challenges that's just dumb. But that's excitement that kids are looking at nowadays. I mean, the kids, adults, everybody's doing it. You know, you just, that's just your frame of mind right now. You know, just like the milk crate challenge. Who the heck thinks standing on 12 milk crates you're not going to fall? So, I mean, all that, the ice bath, all that stuff, it's just a fad, it's a trend. It happens, you know, it's dumb, it's stupid, but it happens just like clothes. It's a fashion, it's a trend. It comes up, people get involved in it, it's gone. It's like a new iPhone. It comes in, people want to get it, and it's gone. I mean, it's just, that's just the way of life. That's just how people think these days.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great. Depending upon whose perspective, is great for those who put that agenda out there, for stupid people, ignorant people, whatever type of label or category you want to put these people in, who say, you know what, I'm going to go try this, knowing that you may lose your life, a limb, whatever the case may be, but and then people not doing their research. There's a science to a lot of things. So a lot of things were said about this and that, and you know, how fast and how high and the right moment to jump, but I bet nobody thought about putting on non-slip shoes or a certain type of shoe that's going to give you an extra type of grip, or you didn't practice or train yourself, like, you know, which position should you be leaning towards or whatever with momentum or gravity, whatever the case. So it's a lot of science that comes into it. But like I said, everybody wants to be a somebody. And I guess people think, you know what, if I can do this challenge, I'll go viral and be somebody. And I think that's a part of the mind frame where, you know, people out there just like, you know what, let me see what stupid person I can get to do this or maybe find an amazing person who really can do it. So it just depends upon perspective. With that, I'm complete.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you for that. Yeah, and you know what, I never even thought about the different types of shoes and the way that, yeah, that's a good point. And I'm sure nobody thought of that. Like you just said, I'm sure nobody thought about that because I didn't think about no different kind of shoes and non-slip shoes. So yeah, and that is crazy. That is definitely crazy. Pride and Joy, we do have
right.
A couple more stories. All
right.
Hey, I want to go ahead and get into that new song. You want me to get into it?
No.
You got another one.
What I want you to do right now, we got two more stories, and you are going to be going to summer school. All right. So, congratulations.
Summer school? What's that?
It's summer school for radio.
Oh, summer school for radio?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I think I need to. Oh, man, that don't sound
yeah,
good.
It's all right.
It doesn't.
It's okay. No. He has to go because he's been missing cues. Listen to me. He's been missing cues. He's been jumping me. You hear me? Listen. It's not going to be that long. Okay? He has to learn how to do. You hear me? Listen to me. Well, if he straightens up before the show is over with, then maybe he won't have to go, okay? You hear me? All right. I love you too. Okay, so will he go to summer school? We'll see at the end of the broadcast. All right, Pride and Joy, we're ready for you.
All right, with 6 Time Radio Network, this entertainment news, we're going to be talking about Ray J tattoo of Brandy on his leg. Brandy opened up about Ray J controversy, big tattoo that is on his leg, a tattoo of her face. She opened up about she might get something, but it won't be that. She admit that she was a little confused about it when he first showed her. She didn't understand it until the tattoo artist explained it to her and what it meant to her. And she kind of like it, but she still said that if she was to get a tattoo, because everybody want to know now, would she get a tattoo of Ray J? She took and drew down on her page 4 black small hearts that she said she would get for Ray J. She said if she get anything, she would get a holy leg with scriptures on it, music on it, some gothic positive words on it. That's all she would get. And that would be her tribute to Ray J. Because she says she is still confused about this big tattoo. If anybody haven't seen this tattoo, Ray J has a picture of Brandy's face on his leg. On the back of his leg. And you can see it. And it's very big. Big as you can see a face on there. He used all of the face that he can use. So my thing to y'all is, how would y'all like it if your brother or your sister did the same thing to you? If they came home and showed you that they had your face plate that big on their leg? I mean, you could have did something small. I mean, we see people all the time walking around with things of our parents. If we lose a child, but they don't get it that big. You know, they just take and get something small. I mean, not that big. I mean, covering, like, the whole top part of your head, your sister's face. And so, you know, the guys out here, you know, they're flipping out like, wait a minute, man, this look like this might be something, man. You sure you ain't in love with your sister? You sure you don't want to have sex with your sister? Those are the questions that people are asking. So what do y'all think about it?
Yo, first off, this is Ray J. First off, you know, Raycon, shout out to Six Eyes Radio, you know, Raycon, AJ and the squad, you know, first off, you know, it ain't nothing wrong with me getting a tattoo with Brandy, you know, it's my sister, you know, Raycon Global, you know, there ain't nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with it.
You know, so what you saying, Pride and Joy? What you saying? Okay, so, all right, that's my sister.
So you couldn't get your wife? You couldn't get your first child?
We ain't talking about Princess. We ain't talking about her.
Uh-huh. Brandy, I bet you're not talking about Princess.
Okay. You know what, Six Eyes, I'll talk to you later, man. Y'all take care. No.
Okay. That's what it's about.
Thanks.
I'm complete. I don't know what that was.
All right, well, thank you. Thank you for that.
May I?
Ray J. But go ahead.
Getting the tattoos and things. I've just never been one to want anything to be grown on my body. I don't want any tattoo. Each his own to what you do.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't care any type of tattoo, and as far as for my mom or any of my siblings or my brothers or sisters, my children or anything on my body, and to be there for someone that could die, that gonna die into my skin, to sit there and be mutilated, you know, with pain and stuff. I can't. No, I think that's terrible. That's crucifying your own body, you know, and stuff. And, you know, and if someone came and stuck you with a pen, and it was the same with whatever they use it to tattoo you with, and you get up and you sore, and then you got to caretake for it then afterwards and so forth because it's sore, and then you got to wait until it heals. It takes a while to heal. No, I've never been one that's been interested or fascinated by tattoos. That's not one of my things that turned me on, tattoos. I don't care how cute it looks. I don't care how cute it looks and how weird or blue, whatever color you got in it looks. I'm not fascinated by tattoos. But no, I definitely don't agree. I don't agree with the tattoos, but as I said again, to each his own. Amen. I don't have to be there and be penetrated with pain, you know,
right.
Get something. No, so I'm completely. I don't do tattoos.
Not even a holy leg, Francis Clay. Would you do
no,
that?
No, ma'am. Not even no holy leg. My holy is in Christ Jesus.
I know that.
No. No, ma'am. Not at all. No cross. No cross. No crown. None
of that.
No, ma'am. Okay. I got him on the inside.
I got him on the inside. Mm-hmm.
Amen. To God be good, and I am. Amen. In my walk, in my talk on the outside, no ma'am. To each his own, though.
Amen. So, what are your thoughts about the tattoo of Brandy on her leg, AJ Queen?
Hmm.
You still on here, baby?
Hey, yeah. I'm not a tattoo person, period. So I don't really. That doesn't impress me. But even if I was to ever get one, it would only have to be my child's name or my mom or dad's name. I don't know. I mean, to each his own, but that's... I don't know anybody that's ever gotten their sibling, unless a sibling passed or something. But other than that, I mean, that's kind of creepy. But that's Ray J for you, so...
Yeah, so what you saying, Queen? So what you saying?
Boy, if you don't go on somewhere and try to figure out what you're doing on College Hill.
But first off, Raycon Global,
that's all we want you to do.
Yeah, that part. I heard you. That part. All right.
You gotta answer the phone over there.
Oh my God!
Sound like the first song ever.
I had to throw the ground all day. You know what I
mean?
Oh. Okay. Yes, and Brandy got a big forehead too.
Wow. Yeah. That's about all you got.
Interesting. Very interesting. Me personally, though, I mean, your body's your body. You do what you want to do with it. Mm-hmm. Part of your God-given right, me personally. I like tattoos. It depends upon what the type of the tattoo it is. Me and my son went through this. We went back and forth about it, and I explained to him, it's your body, do what you want to, but if you're going to put something on your body, make it art and make it meaningful. Because once it's on there, it's on there.
Yeah. You want to get one now, AJ?
Oh, my son. My son already has two tattoos.
Already?
Yeah. He's going to get a whole sleeve.
Oh, wow.
And that's probably just the beginning with him. Because, like I said, I would get some ink. I would have, but me and needles don't get along. I'm not about to do all that. But like I said, each his own. You know what I'm saying? I said, at the end of the day, it's his life. As long as he understands, make sure you don't put him somewhere where it's going to take opportunities away from your future. You know, he's in a part of a generation where a lot of people want to tattoo their face and their foreheads and put all kind of weird stuff all over their body. And, that's drawing the wrong type of attention. So if you want to put some tattoos on your body, please keep them, like, you know, shoulder length down. And like I say, if it's going to be on your arms, or something's going to be exposed while you're working. Understand what you put on your body. And, you know, we're not about demonic stuff. We're about positivity. So the task that he have is all about representation, love, and strength, and endurance, positivity, and the outlook on the future that he perceives and projects that he wants for himself. So.
My daughter has a couple of them. She's got she got them on the inside of her arm, forearm. And one is her son's name and his date of birth. And then the other one is her favorite scripture is Philippians 4:13. So, you know, I don't have a problem with her getting them. Like, you know, like AJ said, as long as you get them and they're halfway decent. Remember, you trying to go out into the business world.
Right.
And nobody's going to take you in with all this stuff written all over you. So, you know, to each his own. But just get them. They can look decent. They can look decent. They can look good. But just don't just get everything. Just put all over you just because.
Go find some real artists and put some real art on your body. You know?
I don't want them because I don't do needles. I'm scared. I did good to get my ears pierced, so.
Well, if you're going to get tattoos, go to a reputable tattoo place, somebody that went to school to do tattoos and not, because you got some people that do tattoos, they'll like have tattoo parties, and these people, they're not certified to really get tattoos, so you got to be careful. Each his own. I'm complete. Hey, you should be in bed. It's way, way more on that than that. All right. So, what's next on the agenda?
like something he just learned or something?
Lewis.
Because that's just
a robot. A robot will definitely be replacing his ass next week. So,
DJ TL, I am back. I'm asking them. Y'all picked up the phone. Yes, hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. All right. Can we do that exclusive drop? I got that exclusive song to play tonight, man. And I was wondering, can we get it on right now and get some opinions?
Go ahead. I'm stepping out for the rest of the show. I'm here. Take over.
All right. Well, no, we just gonna play. It's by a homegirl here in the ATL, man. She's actually doing a lot of shows here. She's actually got this single playing across the country. Her name is Brandy Little. The song is called Love. To me, I just want to let y'all know, y'all in for a treat. She sounds a lot
What's
like
the name of the song?
And a lot of people are compared to them. The name of the song is Love. Let me make sure. I'm gonna give you the
Look
complete
at it
name
before,
of the song right now.
Yeah.
They're comparing her to who?
Jill Scott. I mean, a lot of people compare her to Jill Scott.
That's
and
a big name.
This is Love.
It's a big name. Let's hear it.
All right, we're going. Pop it. Let's get it popping right now. Here we go. It's your boy, DJ ATLM Styles, here with Six Eyes and the Squad and the Friends. Live here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, and we're bringing in Brandy Little with her song, If It's Love.
Hey, I felt the moment that I saw you. Love, passion. Maybe it was just the power that you possessed, but something about you made me wonder if a love like yours is true.
boy, DJ Atlanta Styles. I just want to know, what did y'all think about Brandi Little and her song, man? What did y'all think?
May I please? Now, had you not said people was comparing her to Jill Scott, I might have been okay with her. But when you said it was to compare her to Jill Scott, I was expecting the top of the line, for real. This is just my opinion. And putting her up against Jill Scott, that didn't do anything for me. I was all right. She ain't no Jill Scott. Now, had you not said that, I would have said, okay, well, she sounded great. But you already had me, you was giving me some high expectations. And I, personally, just me, don't feel like I got those expectations.
I thought it was a nice song. I would put it in my rotation as, you know, something to work out to when I'm on my glide. You know, so I don't know about the comparable. I'd actually have to hear them together because I haven't heard any.
I know
of her songs, but I haven't heard Jill Scott in a long time. But I would have to hear them, you know, side by side. But just as an artist for that song, yeah, it was nice. It was all right.
Definitely some Jill Scott influence. I think she's in the lane of her own. I think she was influenced by Jill Scott, which is cool. But I want to know who. What's her name?
Her name is Brandi Little.
Brandi Love. I want to know
Little.
Who Brandi Love. I want to know who Brandi Little is.
Little.
Yeah, I mean, because there's already a Jill Scott, so there needs to be a Brandi Love, and it's okay to have influence.
Little.
But a Brandi Little, she needs to find her own. But not bad. At first, I thought that was your girl singing. You know, when is her album coming out?
Yeah.
Amen. All right, Six Eyes Radio Network.
Sound effects for that one.
Wow, right.
So sound effects over. Y'all ready, boy? We ready. We need to get some sound effects. But I do want to say something, and I think I want to say something.
DJ, there was a question to you. There was a question asked to you.
Oh, what was the question?
Go ahead. Let's
no, it's going through the system. It's muscling it out. I don't know why it's doing that through my phone, and y'all hearing me loud, so it's doing something. I'm
trying
to see what's
going on. We ain't got nothing
to do
with you loud. You're not responding, period. So what are you talking about?
Okay, so what was the question?
The question was, when are we going to hear your girlfriend sing? When is she coming out with something?
What girlfriend?
When is she?
What girlfriend?
Oh, man.
But see, I'm gonna have to go find me one now, y'all. I do know a lot of women, but, you know, I know a lot of them can sing, so I'm going to have to
somebody
find one and claim her to claim one.
Somebody say hello.
Someone say hello.
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 Oh, they did? Oh, hello?
Y'all hear me?
Okay.
Hear you now?
I can hear you. You sound like a dude, but go ahead. I gotta put the sound effects on.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Wow.
You looking at what Mino just said that too, because baby, woo.
No, we don't do that on the 6 hours.
Y'all
would
put me out of here.
Okay, I'm sorry.
How you doing?
I'm sorry. I had to put Jeffy on because I don't know who that is.
Well, you didn't have to say what you said to them either, though, for real.
Okay,
come on now.
Okay, go ahead. Apology? How about we start there?
Apology? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Wow. This tricky. Get AJ in the squad.
Dude, we're definitely going to have to talk to him.
Hey, Two-Piece on a biscuit.
What up, Two-Piece? What up, you know what
squad.
How you doing?
So, I mean, totally young, right, crazy. Right. It's still up and down.
How's that lady doing? The one that was in the hospital, she's doing better?
Everybody's still in the ICU. My niece, her name is Keisha. All them live in Jamaica. It's like a jealousy thing. Her baby daddy got jealous of the new fiance. Dropped his daughter off and came back later on and came in the house with some of his homies or whatever. In Kingston, Jamaica, shot my niece. Shot the great nephew. Shot her fiance. Those three in the ICU. That Victorious. From the hospital in Kingston, Jamaica. The Levio, the great has COVID. Down here about 10 miles from my house, my cousin, she has COVID. Real bad. She refusing her religion. She don't believe in hospitals and stuff. The family's going through right now. I have my ups, I have my downs, frustrated moment. But just praying. That's all we're doing, is praying.
All right.
I try to
evangelist.
I hide my stuff and pray, try to laugh it off. I go through so much, man. I really don't share how much I really go through. But my whole life right now, I feel just really fucked up. Excuse the language. That's how I feel. If it ain't sickness, if it ain't something going on with family, I try to hide a lot of stuff. But I really, just crazy right now. You won't think another coming, left and right.
Well, man, at this point, man, you got your children. You know, I hope your children is around you right now. Just hold on to them. We got you here at the station, praying for your family, praying for your friend in the hospital, praying for your family in Jamaica. Evangelist Clayton, can we stop the show and have some prayer? Everybody rally around him for prayer. The show is over, so we're just going to have prayer. And thanks for listening.
Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, holy will be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debt as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but to deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Lord God Almighty, we come to you humble as we know how, God. Father God, to shadow, Father God, around our dear brother, Father God, and his families, Lord, and friends, and those associate, God, that he may know, that may be experiencing or going through some difficulty. You know what it's all about, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And we ask, Lord, that you would massage their hearts, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and the anger, God. We know that you are able to do all things. Above all, we ask good things, Lord, and bless the one that's in ICU, God, in the name of Jesus. Those that are in Jamaica, Lord, or whatever island that they're on, God, we know that you're able to do it, God. There's no place too small or too big for you, God. And you're everywhere, God. So, Lord, we ask that you continue to encourage them to be strong and be steadfast and be unmovable and to trust you in all thy ways, acknowledge you, and you shall direct our path, God. And we thank you for directing our path. We thank you, Lord, for the families, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We know that you are the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. And, Lord, we call this thing already done. Please, Lord, continue to reign, rule, and abide in this family. In your Son, Jesus Christ's name, we ask and pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
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 Amen. Oh, man. Wow, man. You do have your children there with you, right?
I got two of them here.
Okay. Is the one from the Air Force still there?
Huh?
The one from in the service, is he still there? Because I know he was there the other day.
No, he had to go back. Come on.
He had to go back.
Yeah, he right there. Shaw Air Force Base. That's bad.
Okay. I mean, long as you got somebody there with you, man. Wow, that's a lot to go through. I mean, you've been through a lot. Who's that? You all right? Who's that?
Get you some water.
Pride and Joy?
Also, we just got a caller that came in, 7524. 7524, you want to say something before we get up out of here?
Hello, caller.
7524.
Hey.
Hello.
Oh. Hey.
Hi.
Hey, just came to the listen, that's all. Thank you.
Is that Destiny?
I woke up all late. Done missed all the shows.
How you doing?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm doing fine. How are you?
All right.
Hey, babe.
Right. Hello. Hey, hey,
welcome,
hey.
Welcome, welcome.
Hi, Destiny.
Thank you.
Yeah, we just said a prayer for Two-Piece. He's going through some situation with his family.
Okay.
Continue to hold him up in prayer, and we'll be taking his prayer to the Six Eyes Gospel Show tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific, and 12 Central. We'll be praying for you. We'll keep you all in prayer.
Okay.
All in prayer.
And I'm sorry to hear about that, Two-Piece. Hope things get better.
Going on, Destiny. Good evening.
Thank you. How are you?
Wow. You okay over there, man? You all right?
Yeah.
Two-Piece, you still with us?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, man. Yeah. Man.
Okay.
Wow. I guess we do the Serenity Prayer if nobody else has nothing else to say. And we get out of here. I mean, that's what y'all do on y'all's show, but I think it's fitting here. So if y'all don't mind, we need the Serenity Prayer right here. We'll borrow it for this show, and we'll give it back to the squad.
Well, I still got four.
Friday.
Well, we still have 14 minutes. Anybody want to say anything?
Finish out the show.
Yeah, I'll finish it out. So, guys, we'll go ahead and get into some more music if we can. One thing I do want to say, you know, one thing we do need to reach into is where are we going as far as America? I'm trying to think this right. Where are we going as far as a future for our values and our values for this country? And what I'm trying to say values, I mean, do we keep pushing our agendas to let people know that you can come in America and you can do the great things, you still have opportunities, and you can be anything you want? Or is it something now where we need to not kind of digress from that and just tell people, you know, get whatever opportunities you come to, you take advantage of those opportunities.
Well,
don't try to reach out for, you know.
That's up to the individual. It's up to the individual. So it ain't got nothing to do where you're at in the world. You have to want to do it. And that's it. It doesn't matter where you're at. So do
I
want to
do that? I think that's something else. Can I tell y'all something that I thought was funny today? Today I was at a Trump setup where Trump had not Trump. He wasn't there, but. Person set up a little thing, had a little T-shirts and his things and stuff, and the person was standing there. So I walked up and just had a kind of conversation. We were talking about Trump, and we were talking about how old he is and not going to be. But I was surprised how many cars drove by and saying, F you, screw you, that this person had to go through so much. I was amazed on how, and when I looked in the car, it mostly was adults that was doing this. And I'm like, you know, what gives? I know Trump is anti-body, but is this stuff so necessary? Are we out here trying to be on camera and television when we're doing this stuff? Because that's a question I want to ask y'all. Do you think when people do these kind of things and yell at people and say obscene words, are they just trying to draw attention to themselves so they can be on TV or somewhere or something?
May I?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
People feel how they feel. However they express is how they express it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't. I'm sure everybody wrote by it didn't say, oh, let me give me 5 minutes of fame. People express things in several different ways, in several different manners. Some don't express it at all. But they can't, you can't put them down because of the way they express themselves. That's their feelings. You can't tell people how to feel or how to express how they feel. Freedom of speech, freedom of expression. So, I mean, that being on TV, that's probably the last thing they're really thinking about. Somewhere, some people have been really affected by Trump as well as some other presidents, and they have a right to feel how they feel. I'm sure it's not about them being on TV. It's the way their lifestyle has changed.
Piggyback off what she said, I would just like to say you're going to have followers and you're going to have leaders. Pick a side. Choose.
Who then?
That's why I sleep.
Have you ever seen it?
Okay.
Gotta go.
Finish him!
wake up!
Yeah. All right. But yeah, y'all make a great
Six-Size Radio Network. I want to thank you all for tuning in.
Thank you so much for inviting each and every one of us.
Yes, well, you know, I'd be invited to find me, so.
I want to say this to you guys quick before y'all get it, because we're getting up out of here. Biden right now is president of the United States of America. Are we comfortable right now on how he's running this country? Do we think that he's doing his good job, or do you think that he needs to
work more? We need to say a prayer. We need to say a prayer for the president of the United States. He is double vaccinated. He's double vaccinated, double boosted, yet he came down with corona. So from the Six Eyes Radio Network, we are not out the woods yet, but from the Six Eyes Radio Network, please make sure you're practicing social distancing, still wearing your mask, hand sanitizer, spraying down your home with Lysol, Microban, wiping your fixtures down with bleach, wiping your cell phones down, common areas, doorknobs, light fixtures, keys, etc., and carrying hand sanitizer with you from the Six Eyes Radio Network. We want you to be safe.
Okay.
We're not out the woods yet. The coronavirus is still here. The new variant is the ninja. So remember that. I'm complete.
Next. All right, we're about to get up out of here.
Hold on. Destiny's with us. AJ, Queen, Pride and Joy, you still woke?
Your name is sweet.
Okay.
And
the Benjamin Clayton is here.
My sweet.
So,
yes, sir.
Okay. Amen. All right. I know who it is. Okay. Amen. And I hope this is not sabotage or disruption. I'm going to take into consideration what's going on, and I'm going to leave it at that. But I want to thank you all for listening. Continue to keep two peace in prayer. With his family. I mean, he's lost enough people. So just keep him in prayer.
Amen.
And also, guys, just make sure I drop by the squad on Friday night, y'all. I did make it on there. So I did get right on.
Absolutely.
I
just want to say that
and
I
will
appreciate
try again.
You stopping
I will try
by
again
coming
Friday.
Through.
AJ trying to say something.
I don't know if you heard me, DJ AT. I just want to say we appreciate you coming through, sliding through the show, spending some time with us, giving us some love.
Yeah, and definitely it was a great show, man. And I enjoyed the young man who actually was coming there to do prayer, who actually was a pastor, and he talked a great word. I mean, I see some things in the future, Pastor. Mm-hmm. He was talking about. To add up to how I came up, you know, church. So I came up that same way, man. Sunday, I'm going to tell you what, that was a service and service. I remember when communion was a service in its own service. So, you know, I came up and just what he was saying, I related to a lot of it. So definitely enjoyed him And I'm definitely going to try to sleep again. I'll fall back Friday through again. But y'all, not just me, make sure everybody who listens to the show tonight definitely fall through. The Squad Show is very off the chain. They do some good things, man. They're in the community. And these are the kind of things that you need to have everyone listen to. Bring those children up that you got, the little grandbabies, all of them. Bring them up there. Let them all sit and listen to this that great show that comes on Friday night here on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Yeah, but everybody got keys to each other's house, so everybody's welcome anytime.
Amen.
Well, you guys are doing a great job. The page is growing. So, hey.
Thank you.
Only up.
Amen. And I want to thank everyone that came out. I want to thank everyone that came out and supported AJ and the squad on Last Night's Radio Network, coming out, amen, to support our speakers, amen, to God be a renowned writer, artist, amen, in his own right, a licensed cosmetology beautician, amen, that's doing big things, amen, and I just truly thank God for all of those that came out and supported, amen, from various areas. And I just thank God, amen, that we, amen, as a family, as a team, as a group, amen, AJ and the squad and all of us, you. Just want to say thank you for coming out, supporting Mr. Donnell Davis and Ms. Kramer, amen, that gave a phenomenal spokesperson last night, and they done a phenomenal job. Some hearts was warm and, you know, some ears heard, and amen, and the walk that they've taken, amen, is truly a living testimony. So thank God for the testimony and those that came out to support this show. We had a packed house, and we thank God, amen, that those that were interested to hear what had to be said left with some healing on their plate. Amen to God. So I don't mean Marvin Gaye, but I mean some healing on their plate. Amen. So thank you all again.
All right.
Supporting.
Amen. Amen. And before we get out of here, for those who have lost loved ones, moms, dads, remember that our parents are still with us. Their energy is closer. They're with us.
Yes.
And they're proud. So the goal is to continue to make them proud. Remember, when you smile, they smile. So just try to keep them smiling. When you eat, they eat. So just kind of remember that. And keep them in your hearts because they're still with us. They're not gone anywhere. Their energy is still with us, and that's what we hold on to, the memories. In order to have memories, we have to make memories. So each one of us have lifetime of memories of our loved ones that's gone on to glory. So just pour from that each day. And, hey, I love you all. Good night.
Love you much. Love you more.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. We have a night.
Fix that phone for next week. Squad. All right. And remember, keep two-piece in prayer. Everyone on this line.
Sir.
Thank you.
All right.
All right.